Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise. I'm in a hotel room right now in San Diego, California. My wife and I are out here visiting on vacation right now. It's mid-August and we're enjoying the heck out of it. It's very hot here in Southern California. You might notice that I have a pretty gnarly sunburn on my forehead because yesterday I was out in the sun at Venice Beach and I got burnt to a crisp. But that's not what this video is about. This video, I want to talk to you guys about the best e-commerce platforms to start your dropshipping business with. So this is a huge, important concept to understand what e-commerce platform you should start with. And it's also important to understand the different types and why each one has its own benefits and stuff like that, and why you should use different types of platforms to sell different types of products. So I'm gonna go a little bit into depth on each one here. And to start off, I'd like to talk to you about the two different types of platforms. One is a marketplace sales channel. You can think about like eBay or Amazon as that. And the other one is your own e-commerce site like Shopify, BigCommerce, or using a WooCommerce setup to, or like other ones like PrestaShop, Volusion, stuff like that. These are e-commerce store builders where they don't actually drive traffic to your listings. They just allow you to create a website and then you have to drive your own traffic to them. So each one has its own benefits and drawbacks. Using a marketplace like eBay or Amazon, obviously you don't control the website and the layout or anything like that, which makes it easier when you start because you don't have to think about web design. You don't have to put up the website yourself. All you have to do is add the product listings. This includes adding pictures, adding the description, adding the specifications, adding unique sales copy, adding the price, and that's about it. And eBay and Amazon will do all the conversion rate optimization stuff. They'll do all the web design stuff. They'll drive traffic to your listings with product listing ads, with other forms of paid advertising, with organic traffic, even with SEO. And they do all that work for you, but in exchange, they ask for a big hefty fee whenever you make a sale. eBay is right around 9% for the eBay fee, plus another 3% for the PayPal merchant processor fee. And then Amazon is a flat 15% because they take care of the Amazon listing fee and they take care of the merchant card processing. So if you're not familiar with merchant card processing, it's just the way that the company that exchanges the credit card information and charges the card actually pays you out. It's called a merchant card processor. So other versions of these types of marketplaces would be like Etsy.com. Etsy is a place where you can sell your own homemade goods and merchandise. Etsy is great if you have like a woodworking business where you like to build, you know, like custom pens or something like that and sell them online. Etsy is a good place to do that because people go on Etsy specifically to buy stuff like that and they're willing to pay a premium to get handmade stuff, stuff that is not made in a factory or reproduced multiple times. So if it depends on what you're trying to sell online as to which platform works best for you, but I've had lots of success on eBay and Amazon. And I'd like to tell you about an eBay alternative that I really like called ecrater.com. ecrater is ecrater.com. I'll put a link in the description below. And the cool thing about ecrater is that it's free to list, it's free to start, and there's only a 3% fee when it sells, plus the merchant processing fee. So instead of the eBay being about, you know, 12% after everything's said and done, it's only about 6%. So it costs about half as much as eBay. And like eBay, they drive traffic to your listings. And just like eBay, they have a marketplace. And just like eBay, they do all the website design and conversion rate optimization for you and stuff like that. So everything else being equal, they're actually very similar sites. eBay does have a lot more traffic and a lot more user base than eCrater. So listing on eBay is more likely to get a sale than it is to get on eCrater. But consider this, if you're trying to sell a product that is a very competitive product, has a lot of other people trying to sell it on eBay, it's gonna be harder to stick out from the crowd on eBay. So on eCrater, it's less likely other people are gonna be selling it, or at least as many other people. So you probably have an easier time sticking out from the crowd in their marketplace, and they do have some people that use it. When I first got started with my business, I used eCrater because it was free at the time. There was no 3% fee besides the fee to charge the merchant card. And it was free to set up the website. I didn't have to know about anything about website design. So I used that to set up. So I could definitely recommend ecrater.com to you. And if you know you have zero web design experience and you just wanna sell something online, definitely recommend using a marketplace channel. But the key to long-term success is to actually build an asset with your business. And yes, you can sell your eBay store, but it's not gonna be as profitable or as worth as much money as selling your own website. So starting your own e-commerce store is kind of the baseline behind dropshipping. And, you know, there's a lot of people that sell on eBay and Amazon only, but they have to pay the fees all the time, and they don't own the marketplace. They don't own the store. So if you want to build a business for the long term and have it be really sustainable, consider starting your own e-commerce store. And we'll talk more about the benefits of that right now. So basically, you're not competing solely on price anymore, because you're not being compared to a million other vendors at the same time. And you're also able to drive additional traffic sources to your listings beyond just that eBay drives traffic to. This could include referral traffic. It could include people that save your website and bookmark it in their browser as direct traffic. And it could include organic search, and that is outside any organic stuff that eBay does. So that's really good too. One of the greatest things about having your own e-commerce business, of course, is that you actually own the customer's information. If you sell on eBay or Amazon, they actually own the customer's information. They keep the customer and they remarket to that customer, so they can market other products from other sellers to that customer, or even products of their own. And on your e-commerce store, you get to own that customer's information. So whether you remarket to them or not, you have the ability to, and using an email marketing platform, it's actually very cost effective to do remarketing via email, and you can also remarket to them via paid advertising through social media, other forms like that. You can also implement the changes that your market wants fairly quickly. So if you were to build a Facebook page or have an email list and you want to send them a question to ask them what they really want, and they're saying they want a product more like this, they want a product more like that, you can actually put that into your store and then pitch that to them in an email or on a Facebook group or Facebook page post. And more likely than not, you actually get a lot of sales, because you directly get feedback directly from your market that you're advertising to. So the last thing, of course, is that you actually get to target your specific buyer. And that's awesome, because the key here is to understanding who your target market is. And Amazon is not going to give you that information, so you really don't know who's buying from you. But with your own e-commerce store, you can collect a lot of great information, especially using Facebook. You can collect information like age, like gender. You can collect information like how much money the person makes. You can collect information based on like degree of college they've completed, and what their other interests are. So if you have some sort of a market and you want to know what else that they might be interested in, so you can upsell them, Facebook Audience Insights is a great place to go if you have the pixel on your website already. And the Facebook pixel is really easy to put on your website once you just start an ad account. I'll probably make a separate video on that actually later, because it's really simple. But after a few weeks of doing that, and lots of traffic going to your website, of course, you'll be able to look at that and see what other interests that same target market has, which is really cool. So you can do all this with your own e-commerce site. Of course, you can't with Amazon, with eBay, or other channels, because they keep that information. They do all the website stuff. So it has its benefits, it has its drawbacks. Honestly, as you're starting out, it doesn't matter as much to keep the customer's information as it does to make some money so that you can grow your business. So I do recommend starting with a sales channel as well as your own website at the same time. And with dropshipping, it's usually pretty easy to do that. It just takes a little bit of time, and you can list the same product on eBay or Amazon as you can on your own website using the same resources, pictures, videos, and product descriptions. And of course, there's a lot more to that, and I'll get more into depth in later videos about how to optimize your eBay, Amazon, and your own Shopify website product listings for making actual sales. But for now, just understand that it's probably good to have that in consideration, that you want to do your own website plus a sales channel to bolster sales in the short term, as well as, of course, having your own website to create a sustainable long-term brand and business. So my favorite e-commerce platform, we'll get into this now, is Shopify. I've been using Shopify for the last few years, and I actually switched over from WooCommerce and WordPress with my own hosting provider, GoDaddy.com, to using Shopify exclusively just because of the ease of use that Shopify offers. So Shopify is it's a website builder platform that does not directly drive traffic to your website, but it provides you a really, really well-built website and easy-to-build website, so that you can drive traffic through paid advertising, through video, through social media, whatever method you want to use. And it's more likely to convert because your website's going to run really fast. Shopify has been known to have the fastest websites of all the e-commerce store builders. And it has one of the best checkout platforms, check out funnels. Besides WooCommerce, because WooCommerce and WordPress kind of it doesn't make the checkout experience exclusive. Like, you know, if you go to Amazon and you go to their checkout process, they just have their logo at the top, and they have just like a little bit of information on each page, and then you click the checkout button. Well, on Shopify, it's very similar. You get to put your logo at the top. You get the product information, customer's email, their address, and then they choose the shipping, and then they choose the payment method, and they check out. So it's a very clean checkout process. So I really like Shopify for that. Beyond that, of course, they have a ton of free themes, and the free themes are absolutely gorgeous. They're way beyond whatever you could get for free with WordPress and WooCommerce. They're more along the line of all the premium themes that you'd get for that. And the cool thing about their themes is that they're really easy to set up. It's super simple. If you just upload a few products and you upload a banner image, you can design the navigation menus quickly. I mean, within a few hours, you could have a really perfect one product website up and ready to sell and start driving traffic to it using Shopify. So Shopify also has premium themes that offer more advanced features. Like if you want to do a broad store with multiple product categories with mega menus that offer pictures inside of them and stuff like that, Shopify is also a great platform to go with for that. Let's see. So beyond that, Shopify also, one of my favorite things about Shopify is that they offer customer support. So if you use WordPress, WooCommerce, you don't really get customer support. You have to go through their forums and ask questions from other members and see if you can get help from the community. Now with Shopify, you can also do that. They have a community, but they also have a direct phone number, chat, live chat, and email that you can shoot emails to, call, live chat with 24/7. So it's really cool. So if you ever have any hangups or you just don't know like how to do a navigation menu, because it's a bit different than, you know, other e-commerce platforms and it can be confusing. So, but if you have any questions, you can just call them and someone's, working around the clock in different parts of the world, they can answer your calls and guide you through the process. And they're really nice people over there and they really do like to take care of people, and they've taken care of me on multiple occasions. So I really, really appreciate Shopify's support. They have some of the best support there is. As far as coding goes, we'll approach that really quick with Shopify. They go on a liquid code, so it's a bit different than WordPress, and it's not, you know, you use HTML, but liquid code's a little bit different. They have a whole thing on their website on what liquid code is and how to use it and stuff like that, and it actually is pretty simple. You just have to get to learn to use it a little bit if you want to make the customizations to your website. Now, you don't necessarily have to know Liquid to make customizations to your website, and you can use a platform like Fiverr.com to find web developers for super cheap in India or other parts of the world where they know the Liquid theme and Liquid code, and they'll be able to update your theme to however you want them to. So if you just want them to like fix your images, or you just want them to, you know, add a video functionality or something like that, or you know, make your description full page instead of half page or something, whatever it is, little thing, they can go in there and do that. I know with my theme, I had a problem where my reviews weren't showing up on mobile for a long time, and I realized people were clicking. I looked at my analytics thing, and people were clicking the reviews, and they couldn't find it, and it wasn't showing up on the mobile. So I asked a developer to make the reviews show up on mobile, and they did, and I've had a much higher conversion rate since then because people like to see those reviews. It really helps with the social proof, and it helps because people just, you know, they trust reviews more than they trust the product descriptions, generally speaking. So making that one little change, mainly because, of course, tons of people use their smartphones to shop online these days. I notice 80% of my traffic is from mobile devices now. So making that one little change made a huge difference to our conversion rate. And it was just a $5 fix with a Fiverr person, because Shopify is a very simple code base to work with. So I definitely like that. Shopify has grown a lot over the years. They now offer the basic package for unlimited products. It used to be limited before, but now it's unlimited. You can even get a free trial to set up. So it's like totally free just to even get started to see how it is, to feel it around and see what you like about it. But again, you guys, you have to understand that Shopify does not drive traffic to your website. They do not have a marketplace. They're solely focused on a website building platform. So you have to understand how to drive traffic to your website, and that's key. Getting back to Shopify though, they have three different pricing plans, actually four, actually multiple now, because they have a lot of different sales channels. And but the basic package starts at about $29 to have your own website. You can sell on Facebook, I think it's like 10 bucks now or 15 bucks. You can sell just on your Facebook store, which is kind of cool if you have a clothing brand or something and it's very Facebook centric. Just start that way, and you can even sell e-commerce just through your Facebook store and send people there. Once you grow beyond a certain amount of sales, you can lower your merchant processing fees a little bit and upgrade to their $80 a month plan, which includes advanced reporting. And then if you grow way crazy, you can upgrade to their $300 a month plan and do all this other stuff. So, but you guys can just start out simple. And I've heard the biggest complaint is that Shopify for 30 bucks a month, you know, that seems like a lot, but you don't realize that with a free website builder like WooCommerce and WordPress, you still have to pay for your hosting. They do not cover your SSL security certificate, and Shopify does cover that on every single page in your website, not just the checkout page, but every single page in your website, which is incredibly important these days for ranking for SEO for Google. Google does not want to rank a website where the homepage is not SSL secure. So Shopify secures every single page in your website with SSL included in the monthly hosting package, whereas WooCommerce and WordPress does not, of course. It's just a free add-on to your hosting package. You actually have to pay for an SSL certificate, install it yourself, which is quite a process. So if you don't know how to do that, you might have to hire a developer, which costs money. And it doesn't end there. If you want to have a full, robust e-commerce platform with all the functionality of a true e-commerce site, you're gonna have to pay hundreds of dollars extra, because WooThemes, the company that operates WooCommerce, actually sells all their premium plugins and enhancements to the WooCommerce platform for a premium fee, somewhere between $30 to $300 each. And I've spent hundreds of dollars in the past with my past website thinking that I was still saving money. And really in the long run, I wasn't. And it was a huge headache because I had to manage the hosting. Even though GoDaddy hosted it, they didn't help me because I was the one that was responsible for that. So if my website went down because something in the code got messed up, I had to hire a developer to go into that hosting package and fix whatever file it was, or remove the plugin that messed it up. Which, by the way, WordPress is notorious for plugin issues. And that was a headache, and that was a hassle. And I would have days where I would start getting calls from customers asking me, you know, what's going on with the website? I want to place an order. It isn't working. And, you know, that's 2-3 in the afternoon. Well, what about all the people that didn't call? So I've never had that problem once with Shopify. Shopify, since I've been on there for the last few years, they have not crashed once on me. It's pretty crazy. So really, really good platform. Like I said, SSL is included, and they manage the hosting for you. You don't have to do anything about that. They have a team around the world working around the clock to manage your website, to keep it up and running. No matter how much traffic you send to it, you can send wads of traffic. You're not going to have to upgrade your hosting for any reason, even if you send tons and tons of traffic to it. So it's definitely worth the small $30 a month fee to have this hosting plan that has it all in one box. And just to add to that also, just like plugins are for WordPress, Shopify has an app store where you can buy apps, and a lot of them are actually free. It's just like your Apple phone, for instance, your iPhone. The app store, a lot of the apps are free, right? So you can add on all these apps, even though you don't really have to. I mean, Shopify out of the box is already completely functional, but there's a lot of really cool apps that add on to Shopify, especially apps that help you drive traffic, apps that help you with email marketing, apps that help you with social media marketing, apps that help your store with conversion rate optimization. And I have a separate video on all the Shopify apps that I use and highly recommend to professional e-commerce sellers that want to do, you know, five-figure sales months and increase their sales using the right apps. Now, a lot of them are paid that I use, and they don't cost that much, but currently my hosting plan with the hosting package that is the advanced report hosting package and the apps that I use is actually $167 a month. And sometimes it's even higher because I want to optimize my store further. But you have to understand that our store is doing, you know, a lot of money. So if you want to make a lot of money in e-commerce, you're going to have to shell out more money for hosting. Now, if you want to like research further, you'll find out that these big e-commerce businesses like Wayfair, Amazon, Walmart, Rakuten.com, they shell out thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of dollars every month for hosting and apps and all these different integrations they have to do to keep their store running smoothly. So having this Shopify fee of $167 a month is actually a very, very low fee for hosting. I've been told that it's amazingly low by big e-commerce companies that were interested in acquiring my business. So as someone that's starting out, I think that it's a very good platform to start with. In fact, it's the best platform you can possibly choose today. And I think that you'll find that it's actually very, very easy to work with. In fact, it's quite a bit even easier than eBay and Amazon to work with, because it's going to be your own website. You get to work by your own rules. You don't have to play by somebody else's rules. So if you want to get started with Shopify, check out the link in the description below. It's a 14-day free trial. If you want to work with me on setting up a website, I am a partner with Shopify and I do build websites. So contact me and Trevor@ecommerceparadise.com, and I can set you up with an unlimited free trial. It's good up to your first 50 orders or until you want to set up a custom domain. And with that, I'll be able to help you through the website design process and personal coaching. There is a fee for that, but I think that if you're just getting started with e-commerce, that you'll really appreciate my services in helping you build a website, because it's really good to have a mentor when you're starting out a business, especially an online business where it's so confusing, especially someone who's failed and succeeded in many different types of e-commerce in the past. So if you're interested in that, just email me and we can go from there. Or you can just, you know, click the link in the description below, start your free trial, and check out Shopify on your own and dig around a little bit if you're a DIY kind of person. So I've talked a lot about, in this video, I've talked a lot about using marketplaces like eBay and Amazon. I've talked a lot about Shopify because it is my favorite platform. I've talked about some of the big differences I liked from Shopify versus using your own hosting and WordPress and WooCommerce e-commerce application. Now I'd like to dig a little bit into just a couple more examples. And you know, I also wanted to give you guys some examples of e-commerce websites that are successful out there today. So I did a little bit of digging and found a bunch of e-commerce websites that are actually built using a high-ticket dropshipping method. And I'm gonna provide a few links in the description below. So I want you guys to go check them out if you've never built out a website before. And I want you to understand a couple things about niche selection through here. I'm gonna do a separate video on niche selection, but I just wanted to throw this in here because if you're already at the stage where you want to learn about e-commerce platforms, I think you should understand a little bit more about niche selection before you just dive right into building an e-commerce site, okay? So each of these websites I'm gonna list in the product description below has one specific niche of products that they are targeting, and that's key. You can't just start Amazon.com all over again these days. You're not gonna be able to do Walmart, you're not gonna be able to do a big general store, especially not when you're starting out and just learning e-commerce. You have to focus on one very specific product category. My suggestion is to niche down at least 2 to 3 different times. So if you want to start at the general home goods category, you might go down to living room furniture, and then you might go down to couches, and you could do a store just based on couches, and you could include different couch styles like corner couches and love seats and things like that, right? And you would have a few different categories of couches, and that's all you would sell, and you'd have all sorts of content about the couches, and you'd create a whole brand name around couches, and it would be like couchesdirect.com. Okay, that's the kind of store that I'm talking about doing, because number one, the project size is quite a bit smaller, and number two, you're gonna be helping people a lot better. You're gonna be the expert in your niche, so they'll see you as the authority figure, and you're more likely to sell to them and actually be able to break into that niche rather than trying to just be Amazon and they don't even know who you are and you're not gonna develop any trust with them. So I'll provide some descriptions below. Just, you can see what a built out niche specific e-commerce site is and what it's like. And if you like this style of e-commerce site, consider taking that dropship lifestyle course that I took, and I'll provide a link in the description below where you can watch my video review of the course, and you can also sign up for the course using that link as well. And those specific sites are sites that were built using the dropship lifestyle high ticket dropshipping training, which I highly recommend taking. Last but not least, I'd like to cover a couple more e-commerce store platforms because you may have heard of them, and I want to give my feedback because I have used them in the past and let you know what I think about them. So one of the last ones that I'll talk about is BigCommerce. BigCommerce is very popular. mainly because it's such a robust e-commerce platform. You can do pretty much anything with BigCommerce, and you don't really need to add on any apps or plugins to it. It's all built into one. Now, for someone starting out, just getting into e-commerce, you might not be prepared for that. You might be overwhelmed by the amount of things that you can do with BigCommerce. And yes, you could just ignore all these things, but it might also be kind of information overload, option overload. So that's why I like Shopify. Again, Shopify is very simple. It's perfect for beginners, but BigCommerce is perfect for businesses, especially like if you're a small business owner in a physical storefront and you want to move online and your products require a lot of customizations or they have a lot of different options. BigCommerce is great to go with because it's already built to have those features specifically for your products and your store. It's a beautiful layout. They have lots of great themes. And I really did enjoy building a store on it, but I felt like it was just way too much, way too many options for me. And I really didn't need all the different options that it offered. So I went with Shopify again, just because of the simplicity, the ease of use. So Shopify is great for products that don't have a ton of variants, products that are very simple. It's great for selling. You can sell high ticket items, you can sell low ticket items, it doesn't matter, but it's very, very simple. Now you can build out Shopify more, you can install apps that include add-ons and other, you know, like upsell features, but BigCommerce has that already built in. So if you are a small business and or you plan on selling products that are customizable and have lots of options, consider BigCommerce. It's actually not bad. I'll provide a link in the description to BigCommerce. You can click on that and get a free trial as well. The last website builder that I've used is Volusion, and I'll talk about it a little bit now. When I started with Volusion, I realized that there was a lot of other online shops that had actually been using Volusion that I wasn't aware of, and it's kind of cool. It's an older e-commerce platform. A lot of people have used it, and like Shopify, it's all built in. It's a managed hosting service. So you pay them monthly and they manage the hosting for you. They provide the SSL certificate. They provide the website builder. All you have to do is get in there, build the website yourself with the, you know, build out the theme, customize the theme basically, add the products, add the content, and drive traffic, right? So Volusion is pretty good and they have some really new looking themes, and you can make a really good store through Volusion and start making lots of sales. And I know a lot of businesses that run on Volusion. Now, the only thing about Volusion I didn't like is that it is a bit old school in its back end. So it doesn't have the same really nice looking back end and ease of use that Shopify has. It's still a little bit confusing there. But if you don't mind that, it's actually a really good platform to use. But again, I recommend Shopify over Volusion just because it looks nice. They're constantly updating it. They have better support and they have a way bigger theme and app ecosystem than Volusion does. So I definitely recommend using Shopify over them. However, Volusion is great if you already considered using them or if you already are using them. I wouldn't recommend switching unless you really, really want to and have to, but definitely Volusion is out there and it's not a bad website builder at all. Now, just to finish this off, of course, the free website builder that you can use if you really don't have any money to start up with is a sales channel. So you can get started with eBay or eCreator or Amazon for free. There's no cost to start up with them. So if you want to make some quick money and, you know, start paying for the hosting fees that are going to cost more money, get set up with Amazon, eBay, eCreator, find a supplier and start listing your products there, and then sign up for a Shopify store once you've made your first $100 or $200 or so. And again, that's the thing with this e-commerce stuff in general, is that you have to parlay your earnings into future investments in yourself. So you have to be constantly building your business, just like Jeff Bezos at Amazon does year over year, quarter after quarter. He's always reinvesting in the business to build out different avenues of income because he realizes that with reinvestment comes bigger earnings and it comes market domination. And you can really take over marketplaces when you keep reinvesting your earnings into better content, into better SEO, better paid advertising channels, and finding more suppliers and stuff like that. All right, guys, well, I really hope you enjoyed this video. I know it's really long, it's about a half hour long. So if you're still watching, that's awesome. And I hope you really took a lot out of it today. Of course, subscribe to the channel and you'll get every single video that I get to upload. Tick that bell icon and you'll get notified in your email as well when I release a new video. Like the video if you liked it. It really helps to get this video out to other people so they can benefit from it as well. And of course, if you have any questions or comments, comment below and I'll be happy to respond. If you want to take me up on the e-commerce coaching deal, just email me at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. That's it, guys, and we'll see you next time. Take care.